talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, cindyschulte.com, and Fred Haas, over 30 years helping injured Iowans recover losses from accidents and work-related injuries. Fred Double D, Haas Double A.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show today. I'm Julie Nelson, and sitting in with for Chris Magruder is Leslie Teeling. Hi, Leslie.
Oh, hi. I'm so happy to be here.
You know, I think this is the first time we've done a show together. I know you've subbed.
Chris.
Subbed with for me, and I appreciate all those times you do that. So, but you're kind of regular around here, and you've been on the airways with our carathon. So
I'm a very non-professional, but I'll do my best.
Well, you're in good company. You're in good company because I'm a nurse by profession. So.
Me too.
So I'm excited about our show today. We have a friend of ours that we met this spring, Deb Hadley on. Deb has been involved in different motivational things, but she suffered some tragedy in her life unexpectedly. Her two young adult children passed away suddenly.
Within nine months of each other.
And she's going to share her story of inspiration and hope and how God came into her life and really brought this to a message that she has for other people.
And it is a story of inspiration.
It is.
It really is.
I mean, I think one of the greatest fears any mother has is losing their child.
Yes.
You know, and not succeeding their child in life. So
it's hard to even talk about, but with Deb, you really sense the joy that she, and the joy and the hope when you listen to her.
So. Exactly. And I think that's such a contradictory message for people today. Think that how can you have joy in suffering? But you got to stay with us, ladies, because her story and how this all came about is good. So, well, let's start with prayer.
All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We also want to let you know that we have a text line. If you want to text questions or information or comments, we would appreciate hearing from you. The number is 515-223-1150. 515-223-1150. And we'll get back to you within 24 hours. So we would hope to hear from you. And we know that some of you have been listening and using the text line, so that's great.
Yeah,
that's
it's
wonderful.
Great to hear back from people.
It is wonderful.
And we want to thank one of our sponsors, Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte of Farm Bureau Financial Services, thank you for underwriting Catholic Women Now. She's an authorized independent agent, and Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. She's here to make insurance simple for you, and I hear she does that. Cindy's committed to helping you prepare for the future and protect what matters most to you. So she wants to help you through all stages of your life, and you can find Cindy on the web at cindyschulte.com or by calling 515-226-2111. Thank you, Cindy.
Yes, Cindy's been on our show. Yes.
Yes, she has. Yeah, I've heard
she
it. Yeah.
Yep. She was great. She was great. She gave some great practical advice, and we've met her in person a couple times, and she's very personable.
Everybody needs insurance.
They do.
And it
they
can
do.
Make you feel very confident when you're working with the right person.
That's right. So, all right. Well, let's get to our guest today. We've been excited about this. We had her schedule a couple weeks ago. We got preempted, but
for Dowling Baseball.
Dowling Baseball.
Fine.
Yes,
yeah.
That's great. So her name is Deb Hadley. She is a noted inspirational speaker who has always had a gift to motivate others with her can-do spirit and positive attitude. Deb has been in the service of helping people from all her life as a teacher, sales manager of a direct marketing company, and now she works as an extension educator for the 4-H Youth Development Program, and she is the founder of the KT Humble Hearts Foundation. But nothing can compare to how Deb has handled the tragic loss of her 24-year-old daughter, Kaylee, and the sudden loss of her 20-year-old son, Tyler, within 9 months and 2 days of each other. And through her immense pain, she has found strength in the Lord through his strength and has found life as is a joy when you find your identity in Christ as a daughter or son of him. So, Deb, welcome.
Well, thank you. You two sound like professionals.
Oh,
I have to tell you.
Yeah. Very nice of you. Thank you.
Well, that was a very nice compliment. So, hey, Deb, well, thank you for joining us today. I've taken time out of your busy schedule to, and for the, rescheduling here that we've had to do with you being on the show. And I think we just need to kind of just jump right in and just tell us a little bit about your daughter, Kaylee, and your son, Tyler, and this adventure that God has had you on.
I know when you were even, you know, announcing me and I hear that, it just like chokes me up because it's hard to believe that that did happen in my life. Because you're right. I think you're the biggest fear in the world. And I've always feared that I would lose a child, and then to lose two, it is just really overwhelming. Sometimes it just seems so surreal that it can't be real. And so I'll just share with you a little bit about my story. So Kaylee was 24 years old, and she was a teacher at Martin County West, and she taught English, and she was in theater, and she did student council and speech, and she was just really dynamic in the arts like that. And she was engaged to be married. She was getting married in 6 months. And so she was really at an all-time high in her life. And about 3 years prior, so about 21, she graduated from college. And my mom and I decided to take her to a play in Chicago. So we got on a bus and we went to Chicago and we had so much fun. And then coming home that the last day on the megabus, Kaylee, I turned to say something to her, and I noticed that she was staring up at the light. And it was just like she was just mesmerized, caught in a trance. And I was like, Kaylee, hey, Kaylee. And I was like waving my hand in front of her face. And then she went into like an all-out grand mal seizure. And I'd never seen anything like it in my entire life. And in fact, I'm not a mother that handles when my kids are in pain or when something's wrong. And so I did what, you know, most mothers would do and scream and had them stop the bus. And
I would have done that too.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, stop the bus. You know, and I just completely freaked out. And the lady next to us was a nurse, and she just grabbed her hand and she just patted it. And she said, oh, she's having a seizure. Oh, she doesn't feel it at all. Don't even worry. Yep, she's okay. And she said, you know, she's probably going to throw up after this. That's really common. So, you know, just be prepared. So here I had a bag, you know, and, you know, the whole bus is just, you know, praying for her. And the ambulance is now there. And, you know, she comes out of the seizure. She throws up. And, you know, she thinks I'm like just amazing because I'm there with a puke bag. And she,
that you knew what to do.
Yeah. I mean, and the ambulance comes and she's just like, Mom, what's going on? Like, she had no idea in the world what had just happened to her. And that was our journey with epilepsy. She was diagnosed with epilepsy when she was 21 years old. And as we doctored with this, I feared that she seizured so long and so hard, and I feared that she would stop breathing. And I stressed that to two different neurologists because we went and got a second opinion. You know, we have the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, so, you know, mm-hmm. best hospital ever. And we have another neurology center that we had. So I had two opinions, and I really got that same assurance from both of them that, you know, she wasn't going to die from this and she would be okay. And her seizures were the type where she had to wake up from a nap to have them. They're a nocturnal seizure. And so she could have them right when she woke up or within a half an hour of waking up. And they were long and they were hard. And so what ended up happening is we ended up going to the Mayo Clinic. They switched her medication. And she decided, since she was getting married, that she would retire from her teaching job. She would move home on June 5th of 2013, stay with us until, you know, the wedding. She was going to teach summer school in Sleepy Eye, and then she was going to move to the cities. And on June 5th, that was her last teacher workshop day. And I got to tell you, that was a tough day for her. She loved teaching there. She loved her colleagues. She loved her students. So this new adventure in her life was really tough. And June 5th was there, and I was busy cleaning the house. I painted a bedroom for her and had it all ready for her to come. And she didn't come. She didn't come. She didn't come. And, you know, every time I called or text, you know, I just thought, well, yeah, you know, she's not going to text me back. She's driving. And then I started making up excuses. Oh, she stopped at a friend's. Her phone died.
Kind of those and, things we do as mothers because we don't want to think of the inevitable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think anything was wrong. And then finally, I called one of her friends, and they went to her apartment, and they knew that she was in the bathroom. They knew that she had fainted or that she had had a seizure, and she was in front of the door. And so we were just going to meet the ambulance at the Fairmont Hospital, and then halfway to the hospital, we received a phone call that she died.
Oh,
and
sunny.
It was just like, oh, it was just like paralyzing. And, you know, you're driving there and you're praying to the Lord, you know, like, oh my gosh, Lord, please, Lord, make, you know, like, you're almost like you're bargaining with him. You know, you just pull her through. And it's still in my mind, I didn't think she was going to die. And what happened was she died of SUDEP. It's sudden unexpected death from epilepsy. And it's when people whose seizures are controlled by a medication, they seizure and they die for no apparent reason. And she really, her heart stopped.
Oh, gosh.
And that's what it was. It was
the grief you went through must have been just horrific. I mean.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, on the phone going, because now what do you do? She's not at the hospital. Where do we go now? And I remember being so empty. I remember wondering where God was and actually wondering who he was and where is she? And I had nothing to pray for. I was just really, really empty. And what I found most with Kaylee is that, I always thought that she depended on me so much, but I realized how much I depended on her.
Oh, that had to have been a really stark realization for you all of a sudden, and to realize that.
It was. And you know what? This is one of those things that I've always had what I thought was a strong faith. I think that I'm in motion Catholic, in motion on the surface, show up at church every Sunday, not always really pay attention to what's going on, but really know what, you know, who's got a cute hairstyle or a nice outfit on or whatever, and then leave and wonder, really, what was that all about? Not really understanding everything that was going on. I was just one of those show up people. I taught CCD. I practiced all the sacraments, thank goodness. And I thought I was doing everything right. And I realized that after she died that I had no relationship with God whatsoever. I knew nothing about him. I knew so little about him. And I feel like a storm came, like a tornado came and completely wiped me out, completely, like stripped me bare to the bones, mentally, physically. I was so physically sick for so long. I lost so much weight. I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep.
So what kind of brought you around a little bit then out of that?
Yeah. So, well, and your feeling to die is just so great. It's unbelievable. You can't see the beauty around you. And, you know, about a month and a half later, a friend of mine came to the door. Actually, I can't even say she's a friend. She's just an acquaintance. I knew her 6 years ago from the 4-H program. She was a mom, and I ran the program. And she is a really, really strong Catholic. And she showed up at my house, and she said, the Lord has asked me to come and pray with you. Would you accept?
Wow. So she listened. She listened to that inspiration from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, that wasn't easy for her. She was scared to death.
That is a scary thing to do, to go out. It feels like you're going out on a limb.
She did. In fact, she sat outside of my house for quite a long time, and she called me and texted me several times, but I didn't ever answer back because I really didn't want to see anybody. And so she just showed up. And the thing that I loved about her was, first of all, she sat on the couch with me, and she was just like, Deb, you know, it seems like, I mean, like, you are grieving really bad. I was really bad. And she just started, you know, asking me some questions and opened up to me. And allowed me to pour out a lot of, like, regret that I was holding, things that I wished I would have done, mistakes that I made in the past. I was thinking that God was punishing me, that I deserved this, that there was something he was doing to me, and now what was I supposed to learn from
this? Which is not true, but it's so hard not to feel that way when something happens to you so suddenly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where she really came in for me, and just explaining how God loves me so much. And then she actually opened up, because, you know, I think we all have, like, the hidden sins or things in our closet that we just wish nobody knew about.
We're all on a journey.
Ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just don't know things about people.
We don't usually share that. We keep those stuff down. And, you know, when tragedy strikes, I mean, literally my head blew off and it was, like, all over the place. And she shared with me, you know, some things that happened in her life, and she was real to me. And then I'm like, okay, so I'm a sinner and you still love me, and you're a sinner and I love you, and God has forgiven me. And And then the thing that she did with me, which was so important, was that we stood up and she wrapped her arms around me and she prayed the deepest prayer that it wasn't a Hail Mary or an Our Father or a Glory Be. It was a, you know, dear Lord, Deb cannot survive down here without your help. And, you know, she is going to take all of her pain and she's going to dump it in 5-gallon pails and she's going to dump it at your feet and you have got to carry her. And it was deep and intense. I'd never had anything happen, ever have anyone do that for me or ever heard anything like that. And I could literally feel some of the pain coming up out of my body. And it was at that moment that I realized that if I didn't figure out who God was and start to build a relationship with him in a way that I never had before, that I just was not going to survive.
Well, so Deb, so she really was Christ to you. I mean, she came to you and helped you to begin to see God's love for you. And that's wonderful. And I know we have to take a break. We hate to do that right now, but
we're going to take a short break here, Deb, but we'd like you to join us after the break. And if you're just joining us now, this is Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio, and we're speaking with Deb Hadley about her story of loss of 2 adult children and how she got through the pain and emerged on the other side joyful.
With great joy.
With great joy, yes. If you have any texts, comments, you can text them to us at 515-223-1150. We'd love to hear from you. Also, we want to say, hey, we're at the State Fair. The Iowa Catholic Radio is at the State Fair.
It's opening day of the fair, and it's just a beautiful day, too.
Oh, it's a gorgeous day. We would love to meet you. So stop by our booth. It's across from the Bill Riley stage, across the pathway.
Great location. In between the Bill Riley stage and the Varied Industries building.
It's a lot of fun, and I've worked the fair booth, and it's so much fun to meet people that come by.
And we have confession.
And we have confession.
Yeah, they'll be preached out there. Not all the time, but...
Check the website for when the priest will be out there while reconciliation, which was something we started last year. It was very, very well received.
Yes. So, it was.
So exciting stuff. So, well, we're going to get back to our guest now, Deb Hadley. She's sharing her story of the loss of her two adult children, Kaylee and Tyler. Deb, so when we went to the break, you were just wrapping up how this friend came over and prayed for you and just prayed these deep prayers that almost like delivered you and lifted you out of your pain. And you started to see the light of Christ in your life and your plan that he has for you.
Yeah, exactly. And so what she did for me, and that's what I'd just like to say to your listeners, if, you know, you have this, you know, God is telling you to go to someone or do something, to not ignore that.
Yes, that.
Because she literally saved my life.
I know. I think that's so true. When you were telling that story, that's exactly what I was thinking. And I almost regret the times I haven't responded. But yes, you really need to respond to those inspirations.
Yeah, put fear aside.
Yeah,
put fear aside.
Well, and you know what? This saying is like, there's no growth in the comfort zone, and there's no comfort in the growth zone. And so, it's going to be uncomfortable, but that is when you grow the very most. So in my journey, what I started to do is just really be intentional about on my knees praying, really being having an attitude of gratitude, and just begging God, just thanking Him for all the gifts. Because once you start going from, instead of focusing on your misery and you focus on what you're grateful for, pretty soon, you know, that the hardships can start to move slowly off. Mm-hmm. I started to attend women's faith conferences. I started to go to daily mass. I started reading Jesus Calling, which was just a saving grace for me. And at the bottom of Jesus Calling, there's little scriptures. And I started reading those scripture passages in the Bible. I had never read the Bible. I never even liked reading the Bible. And then I started to read these passages, and then I started reading more and more and more, and then the Bible just started to come to life. And I felt that I was going to Christian counseling. I was in a Christian grief group, and I was really working hard to, you know, pull myself out of this. And on March 5th, which is exactly 9 months after Kaylee passed away, that was really a tough day for our family because, you know, I don't know if it's 9 months that she had passed away, 9 months that you have a child. That was a tough day. And so my son Tyler, I have a stepson Josh and Jesse. Jesse has 3 little boys, my parents, my husband. We all got together and we just like, you know, just celebrated her day. And, you know, the beauty of Kaylee passing away is that it really opened me up to faith. It opened me up to praying with my family. Tyler struggled the very most with Kaylee. They were the closest. They're my 2 biological children. And, you know, I would just put my arms around with him and pray with him like I was prayed with. And He had a Jesus Calling book. And at 20 years old, I'd be in the room on my knees praying. He'd come kneel down next to me, you know, and it was just, he started to...
That's a beautiful picture.
It was beautiful. And he started to share God's love with everyone because he knew that he wasn't going to make it without faith. And so on this particular day on March 5th, he was leaving to go back to college, and it was about 10 o'clock at night, and I wrapped my arms around him, and I said, Ty, I just have to let you know that if God should ever take you, like if he should ever take you home, I'm not going to make it, you know, and so you're going to have to let him know that I'm going to need some signs. And Kaylee, I had got some, you know, signs from Kaylee, but you're going to have to give me some signs. And he's like, oh, okay, Mom, I will. I said, and tell Kaylee, you know, let her know how much I love her. He said, I will.
Yeah. And I'm like, love that communion with the, you know, beyond the veil that you were doing here. You're like, Kaylee was there, you know,
well,
she's still,
and you know,
you're talking with her.
When you lose, like we talked about heaven all the time, and how we both wanted to go so bad, but we both knew it was on God's time, and we promised each other we would never, ever leave each other unless God chose to call us home. You know, that would never be our choice because we were really struggling. And, you know, I went on just to tell him, I said, you know, Ty, just so you know, like, you're one of the greatest gifts that God has ever given me. Like, literally, like, you have been just a joy every day of my life. I'm so grateful for you. And I just went on to this, you know, if God should take you home. And then he kissed me on the cheek, and I said, no, kiss me on the lips. And we did that. I know that might sound weird to people. And so he did. And my husband goes, what is wrong with you? And I, and I go, well, you know, I don't want to leave.
You're probably scaring your husband by talking like that.
I just don't want to leave anything unsaid. And it's just really important that, you know how I feel about you. And anyway, I said, this could be the last time I ever talk to him. And it was the last time I ever talked to him. I left for a faith conference, and 2 days later, he was tragically killed in a car accident.
You probably can see now, looking back, how that was the Holy Spirit prompting you to say those words to Tyler, so that you...
Who says that to their kids?
Yeah, like, who said that to... But I think what's interesting is when we were talking to you the other day on the phone is how... Your grieving was so different after Kaylee compared to Tyler because of your faith, because you mentioned how you were able to get up and speak at Tyler's funeral, which you would never have been able to do with Kaylee, because of this newfound faith and this deeper relationship with Jesus that you had.
Right. And that's exactly what happened. So it just so happened that four boys were killed in a car accident literally a half a mile from my house.
Wow.
And, of course, Tyler was one of them. But now our community was grieving from Kaylee, and now these four boys who everyone was, they were popular kids. Everybody knew them. The community was just crushed. And so came home from the faith conference at 3 a.m. My house was full of people, and all the kids, it was the kids, they were just wrecks. There were kids everywhere crying. They didn't know what to do. And like, they needed someone to stand up for them to say that, you know, we're going to be okay. And you know what? God's got them, and that we're going to make it through, and we don't understand. And it's not up to us to understand, but it's up to us to trust. And I was praying with all the kids.
So you wanted to help them.
I was more concerned about the families, the other families.
Yeah.
Than I was myself,
change.
Because I knew what they were going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tyler's funeral, I kept thinking that I'm supposed to speak. I kept thinking that. And I said to our Monsignor, I said, I think I'm supposed to speak. And the look on his face was like, yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Yeah, I mean, literally, he saw them carry me. I couldn't even look up. The church was silent for Kaylee, and one person was gasping, and it was me. And, you know, we were in a huge cathedral church, and it was horrendous. And I said, well, I go, if I'm going to, I'll just get up, you know, when you look at me, and if not, I just won't. And I was in the shower. Tyler's funeral went to, his wake went to like midnight. And, I got home, didn't have a thing to say, nothing at all. And, the next morning I was, you know, taking a shower. I was running behind. And, I told my husband before I hopped in, I said, I'm not going to be able to say anything. I don't have a thing to say. And, I got in the shower, and I can't even tell you how loud and clear it was. You are such a coward. I was just like, what? And, you know, it wasn't audibly, but it just popped in my head. And it was one of those, like, you have all these broken people. You have all these people who are doubting me, and you have this opportunity, and you are a coward, and you are going to turn away from this.
Yeah, but you didn't turn away.
I did it.
Yeah. Deb, we're kind of bumping up against the clock here, unfortunately.
Yes. I wish we had like 2 hours.
But I just want to say that the strength you had was the strength you gave to others. And in essence, you were that friend that came to your house. You were a friend to all those people that were grieving so much for Tyler. And I think that's just such a beautiful story. And real quickly, can you just give out your contact information? Because you do go and do speak to groups on this. So if you could just give that out real quick.
Yes. Well, my website is debhadley.com.
And how do you spell Hadley?
I knew you would say that. It's H-A-D-L-E-Y.
Yes, I thought, okay.
So debhadley.com. Mm-hmm. And my email is K for Kaylee, T for Tyler, humblehearts@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll be putting that up on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
so people
that
can
would be
and we'd love
super.
To have you here in Des Moines, too. Bring you down to Des Moines.
Yeah, I would love to come. And, you know, the thing, too, this in closing, because I know you'll have to get off, is like I was reading in the Bible, and it was Luke, and they talked about people. He talked about building your people who build a home on, like, sand. You know, and they don't have a solid foundation. And so, like, people who just float around and they know God, but they, this is in my study notes, they know God, but they don't really take the time, like, he's not the main focus. When storms hit their lives, they just crumble and they just fall. And that truly was what I was when Kaylee passed away. But those who trust in the Lord and they build their faith on him and surround themselves with him, build their homes on solid ground and on solid rock.
Amen.
And when the storms hit, which they will. I mean, the storms are going to hit everyone's life. We are not exempt.
Right.
They're going to hit all of us. And when your base is built on solid ground, you're still going to break, but you're not going to tumble and fall and be just wiped out like I was with Kaylee. And I think that's
and
what
you
it
saw both. And you've been to both places.
Totally, yeah. and total difference yeah, yeah. of how I...
So we really, I really don't want to be rude, but we really are bumping up against the clock here.
Okay.
So thank you so much,
Thank you so much, Deb. It was great to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Julie. Bye, Leslie. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, we're grateful for the support of Fred Haas Law Offices. Mr. Haas is an experienced Iowa attorney with over 35 years of experience in personal injury. If you're needing an attorney, 515-256-6301, Fred Double D, HaasAA.com. Well, that closes the show today. We're thankful for your listenership. Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary is next, and please remember us in your donation and your giving, because you help us keep us on the air to bring these messages to everybody. Going to close with a song by Chris Tomlin called How Great Is Our God. Now go do impossible things with God.
Talking about that matter most to you, today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Fred Haas. Over 30 years helping injured Iowans recover losses from accidents and work-related injuries. Fred Double D, Haas Double A. And Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. CindySchulte.com. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder every Thursday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on the radio voice for Catholic Women Now. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM, and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines, or on the web at CindySchulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.